Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. The Almond Board is going through the new regulations for the Food Safety Modernization Act. Director of Quality Assurance and Industry Services for the Almond Board, Tim Birmingham, explains more.
Food Safety Modernization Act and the preventive controls, which were released here a little over a month ago, were knee-deep in trying to really determine what the final rules are and how they impact the various members of the almond industry. With the revised rules that came out, they've made different classifications for different types of facilities. So, for instance, they have what's designated as primary farm type operations or secondary activities farms. And if you're one of those categories, you're exempt from the preventive controls and you'll be subject to produce safety rules. Now, whether or not you're into one of those categories, there's a lot of nuances which help to make that determination. It's a little bit difficult to navigate to figure out where you may fall, particularly when we're talking about a secondary activities type farm. So the Almond Board actually is contracted with a firm, Hogan Lovells, to help us try to navigate our way through this and to develop a decision-making tool for the industry so they can, first of all, determine which rules apply to them, the produce safety or the preventive controls.
He says the Almond Board has a few ways the almond industry can get more information, including an upcoming event.
At this point, we've been providing updates in our handler mail and as well as our Outlook. We have some information on the Almond Board website. And then at the annual conference, we are going to have a symposium dedicated to the preventive controls and the produce safety rules so that growers and handlers can understand what the requirements will be of them moving forward. And that session is actually going to be on the last day.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.